gentlemen. In the interests of time, and because myself and my friends are between you and some libations, I think we'll maybe get started. My name is Roy Calder. I'm the industry principal for New Energies at Aviva. And my role is to focus on the decarbonisation industry. And I'll explain a little bit more about that in my presentation, which is going to come up next. But really what we are seeing at Aviva, and obviously the bigger family to which we belong, which is Schneider Electric, which is one of the biggest automation and electrical companies in the world, is really a drive from industry to decarbonize, to meet the goals that governments and their management are agreeing to. But moreover, we're actually starting to see a drive inside the workforces as well. We're seeing companies being forced, well, not forced, but being leveraged by their employees to move to a decarbonized future, moving away from the traditional fossil fuels. However, it's not going to happen overnight. And what we are been seeing today is that the projects that we're seeing haven't happened overnight and are not going to be delivered overnight as well. So there's an impetus that we're trying to build up to move these projects forward. And I think from the presentations that we see today, we'll see actual projects that are really at that fundamental moving ahead stage, as well as some foresight in different areas of which it's not the traditional view on decarbonisation, industries like the ceramic industry. So what I would like to do without further ado, is that right? Yeah, that's right, is I'll start the ball rolling, will I? Oh. So my presentation today is looking about decarbonizing industry for sustainability and economic viability. And I'm coming at this from a very, very different approach to everything you've heard today. And not only that comes with a Scottish accent. So Aviva is one of the leading industrial software companies in the world. And uniquely in that area, we actually cover every aspect of the process life cycle, from design all the way through construction into operations. I'll explain a little bit more about that. As I said, we're part of Schneider Electric, and we're really looking at moving industry into the next generation of data management, whether it's engineering data, process data, or maintenance data, and looking at how we can utilize the cloud infrastructure better across value chains. So really, our focus is really in three areas. It's about low carbon transition, it's about the circular economy, and resilience and agility inside not only our industry, but the industries that our customers serve. And that goes through the whole operate, optimize, build, and design. Today, we're actually seeing a big diversification in decarbonisation strategies. We're actually seeing a lot more thought and a lot more impetus moving forward, and I mentioned that earlier. And we're actually starting to see all these green, clean technologies that provide energy coming to the fore and delivering like they've never delivered before. However, it's all about innovation and adoption, and it has to be done with the support of government to give us the right policy support and regulatory framework. And of course, we can't forget the circular economy. We haven't really heard too much about that today, but it is an integral part of the whole decarbonisation story. If I consider a typical value chain, you know, where you've got raw materials and energy and utilities, manufacturing, distribution, and the market, it looks very simple. It's not difficult to understand. But what we've seen today is the change you know, power generation going into renewables, coming into nuclear power as well. Hydrogen has been talked about quite a bit already today. Of course, we've all talked about carbon capture, the circular economy, and of course, using the CO2 that we capture to build sustainable aviation fuels. But underlying this, this whole approach, is actually the way that you can use data across that value chain to visualize, analyze, comply, and report, and how using digital twins, systems, ideas come together and can be applied across broad networks and lead to a real proper decarbonized value chain. Now, Aviva, and this is a marketing slide, by the way, so it doesn't make sense in a way. Design, build, operate, and optimize, which sounds great until you look at it from your seats and you try and understand what it means. And it actually means this. It's every stage of the engineering and operations process that you've got. That's what is important inside a decarbonization picture. And we come at it from Aviva with the digital twin approach on the cloud, bringing that all together. So we actually do solutions. We provide solutions in these areas, from production planning and optimization through simulation, all the way through to construction management, training, operations, all fundamentally sitting on the digital twin. That digital twin is quite clever because it not only provides the engineering data as a digital twin, it provides the operational data. And that is key to actually driving the workforce. And I don't mean that in a negative sense. I'm saying it's empowering the workforce because it allows them access to all the data that allow them to make their life workable and to bring the decarbonization picture to the fore. So, technical aspects, commercial aspects have to be married together. And you will notice I'm not wearing glasses, so I can't read this slide, so I'm not going to. I'll let you lead it. I'll just talk to it. So, we talked about energy efficiency. That is integral with process optimization. Clean energy, changing the way that we actually put energy into our plants. Coal-fired power stations, yeah, that's what I grew up with. Not anymore. However, the commercial aspects with market positioning, financial incentives that we require to get these projects off the ground and get them moving are really important here. And that comes down to getting the right cost-benefit analysis. And also, because we're all linked in some way to project managers, we have to manage risk and we have to become risk-averse. So, if we think about going back to the picture I shared earlier, if we actually strip out the decarbonization technologies that I highlight and add process electrification, because that's an area that's becoming ever more prevalent in industry today, whether it's the oil refining industry, petrochemical industry, whatever, people are moving away over to process electrification. If we apply the Aviva principles and the Aviva solutions in that digital twin circle, we actually are able to do two things. We can define the operating envelope of the plant. We can make it fit, but we can make the operational performance fit inside that envelope so you maximize the capability of your process. Now, I've got to go back to products very quickly. We do that with process simulation, engineering products. We use the PI system to pull the process data and analyze it and make it valuable. And we use UOC to provide the visualization that you need to operate your plant efficiently. So that's an all-encompassing vision of where we are. I want to take a step back. I've been in industry nigh on 40 years. I hate to say that, but I keep saying it. In my day, it was actually quite simple to operate a plant. You had a telephone, and somebody would phone you up and say, I need X by then, and you would put it in a clipboard, you would give it to somebody, and they would go and do it. Great. And after you did that, you can go and have a cup of coffee, or a cup of tea, depends if you're Yorkshireman or you're Scotsman. However, we were clever. We were a clever industry, you know. And we brought in computers. And you know what the computer did? Got rid of the coffee. There was no time for coffee because you'd all this data you had to analyze and you had to actually make sense of it. Now, if that's what you have for an operating plant, consider what you have when you apply that across the value chain. You've got data coming out of the wherever. But it's not just simple data. It's actually a data explosion. And it's taking data and trying to pull it all back together. That's what we're trying to do at Aviva, and which we are successfully managing. And we do it through the means of the industrial intelligence platform called Connect. And it's a way of bringing data from both traditional sources, plant, edge sources, third-party sources, and bring it up so you can analyze it, model it, visualize it, and then put all your applications, no matter who they're from, who they're doing, all sitting on top of that. I'll give you an illustration. If you take that value chain and you consider that the process layer, that's quite simple analogy. You can put all these tools on top, and it can be things like grid data, it can be ERM data, maintenance data, engineering data. You put that all available here, link it to the cloud, make it available, make it contextualized, so that if you've got a pressure reading of X from one instrument, that's in pipe such and such, it's linked to pump so and so, and you've got that contextualization. That's what the Connect system does, and it does it for everybody. But going beyond that, you then put tools in. You can manage the electrical side. You can manage the process side using simulation and advanced analytics. And that then drives operations, whether it's maintenance or whether it's operations. That's the action layer, how things work, making things work. And of course, visualization. You need to be able to see what you're doing, and you can see an example of that on our stand outside. More importantly, you close the loop. You drive those actions back down onto the workforce. So if you take that whole concept, data management from engineering all the way through in one environment, you start to gain efficiencies. You gain efficiencies in engineering, fabrication, startup, and operations. And when you're putting the project together, you actually drive your break-even point forward, you improve your net present value calculation, and your CFO loves you. Now, for your CFO to love you, you know you've got to do a good job. So I'm giving you that for a freebie. So really, in conclusion, what we're saying is the digital infrastructure is key here. It's all about integrating the whole supply chain, data management into that whole structure, and then looking at how you actually deliver that in the various formats that we have. So that is my slide deck. And as we had before, we are going to hold the questions till the end. And I am going to have to put my glasses on because I've got to read who's up next. So the next presentation, and I apologize for being 9 minutes late, but then I started 8 minutes late, so that's not too bad for me. Our next speaker is from Morgan Advanced Minerals. They should have printed it bigger for me. They didn't know me well enough. And I'm going to call Tom English up to deliver his slides. Thanks.